Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 39, verses 42 and 43. According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the people of Israel had done all the work. And Moses saw all the work, and behold, they had done it. As the Lord had commanded, so had they done it. Then Moses blessed them. What I love about these two verses is the way they kind of repeat themselves. They basically say, you look at verses 42 and 43, they almost mirror each other. Basically saying twice in different ways, the people of God did all that God told them to do, period. Like that's the point. It repeats it a couple of different times, just hits it from different angles. And I read that and I think, now, I want that to be the commentary at the end of my life. Don't you? Don't you want to look back the end of your life, which obviously for any one of us could be any moment, and to say they did all that the Lord commanded them to do. Now, obviously, none of us is gonna be perfect on that day, and we'll have done every single thing the Lord has called us to do, but I sure want to do as much as possible of what God has called me to do, commanded me to do, in His Word, His will for my life in this world. I want to make my life count by doing what God calls me to do. I don't want to waste time not doing what God has called me to do. And I'm assuming you don't either. So this is why we are in His Word on a daily basis. Why we must be in His Word on a daily basis, because we have to hear what He commands us to do. We have to abide in His Word. And then to walk in obedience to His commandments by His grace. That's only possible by His grace. And not just individually, but the picture here in Exodus chapter 39 is the people of God doing all that God called them to do together. I think about the church I'm a part of, or think about the church you're a part of. Like, don't you want to be a part of a community of people who are doing everything God says to do, who are working, striving by the grace of God to be obedient, not to leave anything on the table. Jesus is coming back. We want to spend our lives individually, in our families, and together in our churches doing all that He calls us to do. Let's not waste time on anything else. So we pray, God, may this commentary, Exodus 39, 42, and 43, be our commentary at the end of our lives. I pray for this, the end of my life, for others' lives who are listening to this, for not just our lives, but our families and our churches, the families of faith in Christ that we are a part of. As You command us, may it be said that we did it. We did it. We did what You called us to do. We shared the gospel. We made disciples. We saw people come to Christ by Your grace, through the power of Your Spirit. We grew in Christ. We raised up a next generation to love and glorify and worship You. We walked in holiness and purity. We made Your glory known in a world of urgent spiritual and physical need. We showed Your love selflessly. We loved others as ourselves. We didn't waste our lives on ourselves, on the pleasures and purposes of this world. No, we spent ourselves for the accomplishment of Your purposes, for the spread of Your pleasure. We used our possessions for what matters most in this world. Oh God, may it be said of us in the end. And for that matter, God, may it be said of us at the end of today that we did all that You commanded us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.